This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you'll forgive the tortured metaphors here for a second, the long tail of the financial crisis reared its ugly head today. The Securities and Exchange Commission came down hard-ish on the ratings agency Standard & Poor's over its misleading ratings of commercial mortgage-backed securities during the crisis. Fines will total almost $80 million, and S&P was banned from rating a good-sized chunk of the mortgage market for a year. It is, to be sure, the first action against a ratings firm and is a blow to S&P, but it's also an opportunity for that company's competition, especially the smallest ratings agency, Fitch. Marketplace's Adam Allington reports.
The suspension will bar S&P from rating securities backed by bundles of loans tied to everything from shopping malls to office buildings. And the ban is significant because investors typically require these kinds of bonds to be graded by two of the three ratings agencies. And now that S&P is riding the pine, well, you do the math.
So who do they go to? They have to now sort of go to Moody's and Fitch.
Amiatosh Purnanandam is a professor of finance at the University of Michigan. He says the long-term impact of the ban may extend well beyond a year. That's because lots of sensitive information is shared with ratings agencies.
So once you as a potential rater has given all this information to Fitch, you would be reluctant to switch to S&P even after a year when S&P comes back in the game.
S&P can still issue ratings for corporate bonds. They can also still service the residential and municipal bonds markets. And some say S&P might just shrug this off.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Dick Larkin is director of credit analysis for H.J. Sims. He says rating these kinds of securities was never really S&P's wheelhouse.
So it's not like these companies are going to get more business now that S&P has dropped out.
S&P said in a statement that it does not admit or deny any of the charges filed against it. The company also agrees to pay out $77 million split between the SEC and the states of New York and Massachusetts. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.